This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we're doing a Masechta Mayid Katan, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel said, Mekablei Kiboiles, someone who is contracted to complete a specified project. B'soichat chum asar. So let's say like this. You want to give, Rashi says, malacha to a guy, b'kiboiles, meaning they're not working by the hour or by the day. They're working by the job. In other words, they have to get a job done. They have to build a house. They have to accomplish a certain task. Rashi says, lite malach lenachri b'kiboiles ki avdi le b'shabata, to do on Shabbos. So you're basically, you're giving them a contract to complete a specified project, and they're going to do it for you on Shabbos. The problem is, if they're going to do it on Shabbos, people are going to think you commission them on Shabbos. Now, the halacha is you can't give something to a guy to do on Shabbos. You can't give something to a guy to work for you on Shabbos. A guy's not to work for you on Shabbos. So a guy is not to work for you on Shabbos. You can't hire a guy to work for you on Shabbos. But if you give them, if I'm not paying them by the day, I'm paying them, get this job done, I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. So technically, you could contract a guy to finish a job for you, to do a job for you, because you're not telling him that he has to do it on Shabbos. In other words, you can't hire him on Shabbos. You can't say, work for me on Shabbos. But I could say, complete a certain task, and the guy will do it on his own time. If he does it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. However, within the tchum, it is a problem. Within the tchum, it's a problem, even though he's a kiboiles. Outside of the tchum, it's mutter. Why is it also within the tchum? Because people are going to know that he's working for the Jew, and they're going to think that you hired him today. The question is, Beis Hillel on Masechta Shabbos, Rashi's Baal Rabai, says you're allowed to give clothing to a launderer on Erev Shabbos, even within the tchum. So why is it that you're allowed to give laundry to a guy within the tchum, and here you're not allowed to you're not allowed to contract him to complete a specified project within the tchum? So he says, because clothing, it's not recognizable this is a Jewish shirt. However, it is recognizable that if he's working on land, that it belongs to the Jews. So you can only have him contract after outside the tchum, not within the tchum. Amar Rav Papa said, "Vafil chutz l'tchum, even outside the tchum, like Amron ela deleka masa de mechaber l'hasam. He can only do the work if there's no a city nearby. Aval ika masa de mechaber l'hasam. If there's a city nearby, aser then it's aser." Rashi says, "Aval ika masa de mechaber l'hasam. Then those non-Jewish workers are aser, because people are going to know that the nachem are doing malacha, and they're going to say you gave it to them to do on Yom Tov." Okay, Amar Rav Masharshia. Rav Masharshia says, "V'chilek amasim l'chavel hasam." If there's no city close by, nami lo yamran. We also didn't say that it's mutter. Ela b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. They can only do it again if it's out of the tchum, and there's no neighboring city. It's only mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Do l'shchichi in shida azil hasam? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, nobody's going to go to that area. Aval b'chol shamayim on chol hamoed, you cannot contract a guy to finish a project, even if there's an out of the tchum, even if there's no nearby city, because people might go there and they're going to see the guy working on your property. The shlichi inshi the azli v'asul hasam asar chol shamayim, where it's common that people are going to go there, it is prohibited. Okay, Marzutra Breder of Nachman. Marzutra, the son of Nachman, banule apadna, mekable kibaylas. They built him a mansion for those who were contracted to complete a specified project, chutzot chum, which l'chara should be okay, because they were goyim, and it was out of the tchum, and it was on Shabbos. Ikla Rav Safra Rav Huna Bar Chinana. Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinana went there. V'lay olagavi, they would not go into the mansion, because you're not allowed to get hanoah for the malacha that a guy does for you, even though it was out of the tchum. V'ika da amri, some say not only did Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinana not go in there, Mar Zutra Bar Chinana also didn't go in there. Hunami loy al bagava, he also didn't go in there. If someone is contracted to perform a task, they're allowed to do the malacha outside of the tchum. So why wouldn't they go into the mansion? What's the problem? It's outside of the tchum, so they should have gone in. What's the problem? So Gemara says, no, adam chashuv shani. An important person is different. What does that mean, an important person is different? They're held to a higher standard, and therefore they have to be concerned. Maybe people will suspect that you hired them on Shabbos. Meaning you hired them for the day. Like Rashi says before, Hayom Yehavulah, maybe you gave it to them on that day. V'ikah da'amri, and some say no, Siyu asiyah betivna bahadayu. The reason why that he didn't go into the mansion is because he helped out with the making of the bricks. Siyu asiyah betivna bahadayu. He helped out with the straw. So since he helped out with the straw, so it's recognizable that it's his. And he's connected to it. And Rashi says, "Shehayanoisin lahem tevin lamlacha." So since he helped them with the work, so it's not considered they're doing it on their own. What's the reason why if they're contracted to complete a certain task, they're allowed to do the malacha for you outside of the tchum? Because technically they're doing their own thing. It's their own geshef. They're not working for you. They're working for themselves. They don't have to complete it by a certain day. They're doing it, they're working for themselves. But when you help them out, then it's clear that they're working for you. Okay. The Gemara continues. Rav Chama Shara Lahu Le'abun Gari Debei Reish Galusa. Rav Chama allowed the table stewards of the house of the exilarch. Basically, these table stewards would fix tables. Now, there was no technical malach involved. So he allowed Lemeved Lahu Avidata B'chola Demayada to do malacha on Chalamayr. He allowed them to basically put together the tables. Again, there's no specific malacha mal except for tercha. Amar, he said, kivan de agar loy kashakli, since they're not taking payment, I'm not paying them. You're not going to get paid for work on Chalamayr, even if it's not technically a malacha, because that's uvdan dechayel. They're not getting paid. Shar shuye hu dekam mishar shule, they're just benefiting, that now I'll do them a favor. Basically, excuse me, Rashi says, they're just getting a benefit, they're getting in their meal. But by fixing the table, they would be nene by eating the meal. V'leslan ban, there's no problem. That's not technically considered payment. And therefore, I let them fix the tables, because they don't really get paid, they just get a meal out of it, so that's okay. Tan Rabbana, the rabbis learned, Mekablin kiboyles b'moyed la'asoy sol achar moyed. You're allowed to enter into a contract with a guy on chalamoyed for him to do the malacha after chalamoyed. So you could enter into the agreement with him on chalamoyed that he should do it after chalamoyed. Uvemoyed asar, but for him to do the malacha on chalamoyed it's asar. But you're allowed to enter into the contract with the guy to do it on, to do the malacha after chalamayid, and but not to do on chalamayid. Now, if you enter into the contract for him to do it after chalamayid, and he does it on chalamayid, he doesn't follow the agreement, there's a machlokes, do you have to stop him? Or, as long as the agreement was, he's not supposed to do it on chalamayid, if he violates it, it's okay. Klalei shaldavar, here's the rule. Kol shehu oisa, oimer lenachiv oisa. Whatever you're allowed to do yourself on chalamayid, you could tell a guy. Whatever you now to do, enoy oimer, menachriv oisa. You can't tell a guy to do. Tanya idach. We learned in another brisa. Mekablin kiboyles b'moyed la'asoysa la'achar hamoyed. You're allowed to contract, enter into a contract with a Gentile on chalamoyed for him to do it after chalamoyed. Uvavad shelo yimdoid. As long as you don't measure, v'lo yishkoil. And weigh, and count. In other words, you could enter into the contract with him to do it afterwards, as long as you don't measure it like you would during the week. Tan Rabbanan, in marbiyin behema b'chal shemayid. You're not to mount the male behema on the female on chalamayid to produce for the male to sire a child. And the reason is because it's tercha yisera. Actually, Rashi says it's a malacha.
Can I see?
Pashas, what's the malacha here? Why is it a malacha to be marbia a behima? So you're not to mount the male on the female on chalamayid. Similarly, in marbian bebechar, you're now to mount a firstborn animal onto a female, because the halacha is you're not allowed to do malacha with an animal that's a bechar. It says loy sa'avoid bevchar shairecha v'loy bepsulei hamakdashim, an animal that developed a mum. So technically you exchange it onto money, but the animal retains a certain degree of kedushin, that is, you're not allowed to do malacha with it. And part where a malacha would be to mount the male on the female. Tanya idach, we learned in another brisa, ein marbiyin behima b'chalas shomayid, you're now to mount the male on chalamayid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chamoira, if there's a female donkey, shatava, that's heated up and she wants the male, marbiyin aleha. Now the thing is, the reason you're not a mount is because, what would you lose if you don't? But the female donkey, you could mount the male, b'shvil shalei tetzdanin, so that she doesn't cool off, because otherwise it's going to be very, very hard to mate these animals later, and you're going to lose the offspring. V'shar kol habehemis, but other animals, machnisin oisan lebekoyres, you could just put them into the pen, and whatever they do on their own. Now there's another interesting halachas. The way they would fertilize their field is they would gather animals into a pen and put them all in the pen, and the animals would defecate, and that would fertilize that area, and then they would move the pen to another area the next day. Tan Rabbana, in Medairin, you're not a pen the animals to fertilize the field. Lo b'Shabbos, so it's not on Shabbos. Lo b'Yom Tovim, v'lo b'Chol Shamayid. Then bo me'elei and mut. If they come into the pen on their own, it's permitted. Vein Messiah, son. If the goyim come and they put them in the pen, you're not to assist the goyim. Vein moistrin lahem shomer, you're not to give these Gentiles a guard, lenayar asinam, to guard their sheep. Rashi says lishmar. For example, okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says in Messiah, son. You're not to assist the behema to come into the field. Or if goyim bring them into the pen, you can't help them to move the animals from place to place to fertilize the field, even if the animals come on their own. And you can't give the Gentiles a guard. Hayasach your Shabbos. However, if you were hired out for the whole week to pen the field, or sacher chodesh, or hired for the whole month, sacher shana, or hired for the year, sacher shavu, or hired for 7 years. In other words, if you hired the guy to do the job for a week, for a month, for a year, for 7 years, Messiah also, then you could help them. Umaysan lahem shaymer lenarasinim, and you could give them a guard to guard the sheep. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, if the guy was hired for Shabbos, B'Toiva, meaning, let's see Rashi, Rabbi Omer, B'Shabbos, B'Toiva, if a person wants to help out someone who's hired out on Shabbos, you could pay him. This is talking about if somebody is doing a malacha for you on Shabbos, then you can't pay them. You can't even give them food. However, if you want, you could owe them a favor and even give them the favor on Shabbos. In other words, paying somebody back for something they do for you on Shabbos is okay if it's not money, if it's not food, it's just a favor. B'Yom Tov, which is more lenient, and if somebody's doing a job for you that doesn't entail malacha, you could give them food. B'Moyed on Chol HaMoed B'Schar, you could even give them money. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hilchos HaKarabi, The halacha is like Rabbi, that on Shabbos you could give them a favor, on Yom Tov you could give them mezainos, and on Chol HaMoed you could even pay them. Now, what is this talking about? What's the case? What is this person doing for you? It says on Shabbos you could give them a favor, on Yom Tov you could give them mezainos, and on Chol HaMoed you could pay them. So the Gra says in the Hagoyis Hagra, Rabbi Yomer b'Shabbos b'Toyva nechta b'tzida perish. That's going on the Reisha. It's going on the Reisha where you're not rented out for Shabbos, and they came on their own. Remember, we said if they came on their own, if the animals came on their own, right? You can't pen in the animals. If the animals came on their own, then it's mutter, but you can't help them. So, if they came on their own, you can't help them, but you could give them, you could pay the goyim afterwards. So that's how the Gra learns that in the case where you're not allowed to pen the animals. So if the animals came on their own, you're not allowed to help the goyim, but you're allowed to either pay them a favor on Shabbos, food on Yom Tov, and money on Chol HaMoed. Okay, the next, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, you ready for the Mishnah? Says the Hilga Mishnah. We had in the first Mishnah, the Perek, that if somebody's olives were already sitting in the vat, and they were turned over, so now if you don't press them, what's going to happen? They're going to rot. So we have Machlok is Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says you could press them, because it's a Davra Avod. But you could only press them the first pressing. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could completely press them. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even by a Davar Avod, you have to do it with a Shinoi. And Rabbi Yossi says, by a Davar Avod, you could just do the Malacha straight out. So that's a very big Yisoid in the Masechta. The Yisoid is, when you have a Malacha, that's if you don't do it, you're going to lose money. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it in an unusual way. And Rabbi Yossi says you could do it straight out. Says the Gemara, Utsricha. So first the Mishnah. If you have wine in a vat, that means the wine was already pressed and it's squeezed down into a vat, and now you need to barrel it. If you don't barrel it, what's going to happen to the wine? It's going to spoil. The iru avel, and a person became an avel, so now he can't do malacha, or there are extenuating circumstances. Or if, what? Shehitu, the workers deceived him. Zoylef v'goymer, you could pour out and complete it in the barrel. V'gaf kedarka, you could steal the barrel. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. You could do the malacha, since it's a davra avad, you don't have to do anything unusual. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Oysolai limudim, you make boards, temporary boards to cover the barrels. B'shul shalayachmet, so it doesn't ferment, but you can't seal it normally. So basically, I have two Mishnayos that say the same exact halacha, that when I have a davra avad, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't need to do a shinoi, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I do need to do a shinoi. Says, I need both cases. Because if it would just pick the first case, the first Mishnah, Bahi kama Rabbi Yossi, there Rabbi Yossi says, you could do without a shinoi, mishum de mishcha nafesh pseide. Oil is very expensive, and there's a big loss. Avachamra, but wine, dole nafesh pseide, which is not a lot of loss. Ema moidele, the Rabbi Yehuda, I would say that he's moidele to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do it with a shinoi. V'yashmina basraisa, and if we would just say the second case, Bahi kama Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to do it without a shinoi. That you have to do it, excuse me, with a shinoi. But in the first case, which is oil, and there's a big loss, avabahach, ema moidele Rabbi Yossi, but by oil, which is a big loss, I would think he agrees to Rabbi Yossi that you don't need to do it with a shinoi, tzricha. Okay, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Man Tana, who is the Tana? Shinoi b'mayed b'davar ha'avad, that on Chol HaMoed you have to do malacha with a shinoi even when you're going to lose money. Do like Rabbi Yosi? Not like Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rav Yosef halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosef says we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Bottom line is, if you have a davar ha'avad on Chol HaMoed, you could do the malacha straight out. Bo minei me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mahu Lamesha Chavisa de Shichra b'chol demayada. Are you allowed to seal a barrel of beer on Chol HaMoed? We know you're allowed to seal a bottle of wine, we just paskind, but what about beer? Amar Lahu. So, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, Sinai Omar, Sinai, who's Rav Yosef is called Sinai, Rabbah is called Eker Haram, Rav Yosef is called Sinai, he had a lot of bikios, someone who knows a lot of information is called a Sinai. Rav Yosef said, Halacha k'Rav Yosef. So what are you asking about beer? We already said that halacha is like Rav Yosef, you're allowed to seal a barrel of wine. Emer, so the Gemara says, no. Emer, damar Rav Yosef, b'chamra, maybe Rav Yosef only said it by wine, b'shechra mi'amar. Did he say it by beer? Just because you're allowed to seal wine, who says you're allowed to seal beer? So the Gemara says, no, chamra time amay mishum denafesh p'seideh. The whole reason why wine you're allowed to seal is because there's a big loss. Shechornami isba pseida. Beer also has a loss. The Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Amar liye, my mother told me, bar shis save v'shia. Better beer that better a barrel of 6 saw of beer that's sealed than a barrel of 8 saw that's not sealed. My mother told me, Abai says. Even though Abai was a Yasim, it means his stepmother, the woman who raised him. If a barrel of beer, better a barrel of beer of 6 saw sealed than a barrel of beer, mi bar tam nevloshia, than a barrel of beer of 8 saw that's not sealed. So we see that beer needs to be sealed. So now the Gemara says a very interesting concept. That is the halachos of chalamoid. You cannot extrapolate one from the other. Just because a halacha applies in one case, you can't apply it to any other case. It's sort of like the halachos of kusim. Kusim, we say, whatever kusim observe, they observe. Whatever they don't observe, they don't observe. Meaning, you'll say, well, if they observe this halacha, they probably observe another halacha. There's no rhyme or reason. You can't say if they observe A, they observe B. Whatever they observe, they observe. Whatever they don't observe, they don't observe. Likewise, chalamoid, you cannot extrapolate one set of halachas to the other. Amar Rav Chalam Bar Gori, Amar Rav. Hilchos moed kehilchos kusim behalacha. Rav Chalam Bar Gori said the name of Rav. The halachas of chalamoid are like the halachas of goyim. Behalacha lamai, in what meaning? What is the halachic ramification of this? In other words, behalacha lamai hilchosa. What is the practical ramification of this? Amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Rav Daniel Bar Katina says, Loimer to teach Shehina Kuras, they're like barren women. Just like a barren woman, the only benefit she has is for herself, not for her offspring. So too, the halachos of Chalamot are like a barren woman. You can't learn out anything from them. The Ein Lameda is Zumizu. You can't learn out one from another. Because sometimes the factor is that you're allowed to do something because there's a loss. Sometimes the factor is you're allowed to do something because it's not a lot of tircha. So there's so many factors you cannot extrapolate. For example, the Amar Shmuel, Zoiftin Kuzasa, you could coat with pitch a jug, Vein Zoiftin Chavisa, you can't coat a barrel. Rav Dimi Minerda, Amar Minerda says Zoiftin Chavisa, you could coat a barrel, Vein Zoiftin Kuzasa, you can't coat a jug. Mar Chayesh Lepseda, Umar Chayesh Latircha. Rav Dimi is worried about loss of money. So he says, a barrel is more expensive, so you could pitch it. But you can pitch a jug, because a jug is cheap, so you can't pitch it. But Omar Chayesh Latircha. The other man, the Omar, is Chayesh for a bother. Meaning, Shmuel says you can only pitch a jug. Why? Because a jug is small, so it's not a lot of tircha. But a barrel is big. So you can never extrapolate one case to another. You can't say, well, if you're allowed to do A, because it's a loss, you could do B, which is also a bigger loss. Well, maybe B is a bigger tircha. And if you can't say, well, I'm allowed to do B, which is a little bit of a tircha, which is a lot of a tircha, I could do A, which is less of a tircha. No, but maybe A is not so much of a loss. So because there's so many factors, you can never extrapolate Hilchos Chalamoid one from another. Okay, Bezus Hashem, this is Yud Beis Amun Aleph. Hopefully Sunday night we'll do Yud Beis Amun Beis. And then we'll continue next week. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.